With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Governor Kristi Noem plans to sue the National Park Service for refusing a fireworks show this summer at Mount Rushmore National Memorial. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Governor Noem made her announcement at a speech before the Watertown Rotary Club on Thursday.
I'm going to file a lawsuit against the administration to get the fireworks back.
The governor says the document allowing last year's fireworks event included a multi-year agreement.
Because I have contracts, I have done all the permits, I've done all the work. We've gone through all of this, and there's no reason to pull them from me except for it being political, and so we're going to challenge that.
The 2019 agreement, signed under the Trump administration, said the Department of Interior and the state agree to pursue working to return fireworks to Mount Rushmore National Memorial in a safe and responsible manner beginning in 2020. The state held the first fireworks show in a decade last July with former President Donald Trump in the audience. The Park Service says it will not allow fireworks this year because of the coronavirus, concerns over wildfire hazard, the potential for water contamination, and tribal opposition. Earlier this month, Governor Noem wrote President Joe Biden a letter urging him to reinstate the fireworks show. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The only movie theater on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation will open today for the first time in over a year. The Noonpa Theater closed its doors last March, only opening its concession stand a few times a week to sell food and drinks. Angel Reddist is the owner and manager. She says this past year was tough, but the community is excited for the reopening.
They've been asking me, when are you going to open? When are you going to open? For a long time, but we didn't feel safe to open until the vaccines came out, but now we feel a little more secure and we're ready to go.
The theater is in Kyle. Reddist also owns a convenience store in Kyle, which she did not close last year. She's grateful she had another source of income.
Otherwise, we would be in dire straits. If we didn't have that, we would be very, very hurt.
The Oglala Sioux Tribe took extraordinary steps to protect tribal members from COVID-19. Tribal officers erected checkpoints to restrict non-residents from entering tribal lands. Governor Kristi Noem opposed the checkpoints. Noem also refused to order statewide business closures or mask mandates. About that, Reddis says,
I'm still angry. For a while, it was pretty nice because most of the stores in Rapid City were requiring masks, but then it's getting more lenient as the weeks go on, and it's like people don't even care anymore.
But for now, Reddis says she's happy to get back to showing movies and interacting with the community. Noonpa Theater will require masks and sell only 35% of its seats to encourage social distancing. The South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation says new unemployment claims are falling. Unemployed workers filed 215 claims last week. That's 120 fewer than the week before. There are more than 2,900 South Dakotans currently receiving unemployment assistance. The Department of Labor and Regulation has paid out almost $373 million in state and federal unemployment benefits since the pandemic began. The state's epidemiologist says thousands of South Dakotans have not received their second COVID-19 vaccine. Epidemiologist Josh Clayton says those people have gone beyond the recommended interval of vaccination.
So that number as of Monday is 5,843 individuals who are at least 42 days after their 42 days after their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine.
Clayton says it's unclear why they are missing their second dose. He says those needing the second shot do not have to restart the vaccine series. However, Clayton says people should schedule their second dose as soon as they can. First dose Pfizer recipients are roughly 50% protected from severe symptoms and death after 2 weeks. The Moderna vaccine is 47% effective 2 weeks after the initial shot. The CDC says more guidance on late shots and their effectiveness is pending. A new health center focused on mental health and substance abuse is planned in downtown Sioux Falls. The facility, called The Link, is at the corner of 8th and Dakota. The center is a collaboration between Sanford, Avera, Minnehaha County, and the city of Sioux Falls. Nurse manager Maddie Miller explains the services planned.
First of all is a sobering observation program, so individuals who are intoxicated but are not safe to be out on their own or not safe to be in the community because of their intoxication could come and be with us, and we would monitor them, provide them with some observation.
Miller says the staff will also help people seek treatment if they're interested. That includes withdrawal management.
We know that individuals that are undergoing withdrawal and detox need some support, not only physically, emotionally, but medically. So we'll be able to offer a medical level of detox care where we can administer medication in order to help individuals as they have those symptoms of withdrawal.
The center will also offer mental health crisis stabilization. The facility is slated for an early June opening. The State Department of Health reports 129 new coronavirus cases and 5 deaths. Those deaths bring the state's total to 1,967. Active cases and hospitalizations are both down. There are 1,624 current infections and 112 people hospitalized. Health systems have distributed vaccine doses to more than 328,000 people so far. Nearly 55% of South Dakotans have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, with almost 46% of people having finished the full vaccine series. Governor Kristi Noem confirms she is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. In a speech to the Watertown Rotary Club on Thursday, Noem said she received her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine earlier this week. Noem was asked if she ever contracted COVID-19. She said no.
Which was kind of remarkable because I went to 17 different states campaigning for the president. So I was interacting with thousands and thousands of people all the time. I never did get sick. I took my vitamin D. And I exercised every day and tried to sleep. And I got that antibody testing about a month ago. Still no antibodies.
Noem told Rotary members she hopes Americans can start listening to each other.
I think we're seeing a lot of division in this country over whether somebody chooses to get the vaccine or doesn't, whether somebody chooses to wear a mask or doesn't. And we need to get over ourselves and start talking to people we've quit talking to. And I think if anybody could show them how to do that, it would be South Dakota.
South Dakota initially had one of the highest rates of vaccinations in the country. Now, more vaccination hesitation is showing up in the state's rural residents. Health officials say that could prolong the pandemic. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.